Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Terry Fletcher.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Steel City Underground What the Football podcast. My name is Terry Fletcher. Yes, this is our WTF weekly segment. And we had an interesting week six, I have to say, and I'm going to start with our Steelers. Well, first of all, one great WTF moment, and this is a positive, is now there are three. So Seattle, Titans, and Steelers are all undefeated, 5-0. One of them is 6-0 because they haven't had a bye yet. And it's really going to get interesting at this point. We play the Titans coming up week seven. As you know, that was schedule was moved around a little bit because of their COVID recklessness. And one of the things that I'm going to just put out there as far as a WTF, since we are a voice for what's not being said, is that the NFL has decided not to instill any penalties. There's not going to even be a monetary penalty for the players that went, you know, outside the protocols and practiced at a high school on their own. So you may have seen that Ian Rappaport was suspended for 12 days, I think, and he might be back soon because he posted a photo showing them to do that without permission. So I'm not really sure what's going on there, but yeah, that's a WTF for me. You go outside the protocol, outside your team's bubble and what they tell you to do, and it causes all kinds of mix-ups with games and an unfair advantage because let's face it, Baltimore's off this weekend and then we play them the next weekend. So that helps us not at all. We're now 13 weeks straight and that's my soapbox for the day. So my WTF moment's kind of like all in a nutshell up against the Titans, but we do have three undefeated teams and I'm glad we're one of them. We beat the Browns. Now, did you really have any doubt that we were going to beat them? It was a beatdown, 38-7. I actually was able to, within a margin of 3 points, bet on this game, and I bet that we would win 37-10, and I won a really nice pocket of money there, so that was kind of cool for me, and did all kinds of parlay bets with Steelers this weekend. So that was really cool because it, no matter what we did, they won. So I like that. So a couple of things that I thought we did really well, especially on the defensive end, we held Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. to 5 catches combined. That's it. 5 combined. Mayfield was benched in the third quarter for the backup Case Keenum, probably to protect him because obviously he had some rib injuries from his bruised ribs from the week before, and he just looked like it. He played terrible. You know, I always say his commercials are better than his play, and it'll be interesting to see how long they actually ride with Mayfield. I don't think he's what everybody thinks he is, but we'll see. I mean, I've never been sold on him, and it just seems like everybody's like, oh, this is his year. Yes, this is a guy that can lead the team to a Super Bowl. I'm like, seriously? I don't know what games you're watching, but that's kind of interesting. One of the WTFs, which is kind of, I hate to always bring it back to fantasy, but you know me, but the Ben only threw for 22 passes. And Juju only scored 1.6 points. You know, Juju's such a great teammate to not be upset about that. I see him out there celebrating with anybody who scores, doesn't matter who it is, wide receiver room. And I just really like that. But Claypool is Ben's guy. And, you know, he is one of those, not just the physical specimen he is, but he likes to block just like Juju does. They are both just such a great tandem out there. And hopefully Juju will get some of his reps and get some of his points back up as soon as people start double teaming Claypool. Now, I just want to win. So whoever they want to go after, just good luck with that. But I just hope to see both of them get some equal time out there. Minka is back, and that was a great WTF moment because he had a pick six, it seemed like, right away. Sutton had an interception, and so in every game, we've had a pick and an interception up to this point in the season, so that was awesome. Defense, to me, was just perfect. Now, a couple of WTF unfortunate things. Actually, one more good one. So did you know Mason Rudolph actually was in the game at the end? And he was 1 for 1 with 6 yards. So good for him. Good job, Mason. But a couple of unfortunate things. Devin Bush, he did tear his ACL. And as soon as I saw him go down, I was like, oh, no. And when he tried to get up and he was limping, I'm like, here we go. And that is nothing to mess with. And he was having such a great season. But hopefully, you know, his replacement that went in for him, number 41, Spillane, I think he just, he immediately made an impact right when he got in. So hopefully he will be able to fit that that mode, and he will be now a play caller in that defense. And I liked what Mike Tomlin had to say about that today. He said, you know, let's be real. You know, Devin Bush has only been doing this for 5 games. It's not like he's a veteran back there that was, you know, calling plays. I mean, he was having a great season, don't get me wrong. And I definitely had that WTF oh no moment when he went down. But I'm really confident in what we have out there. So I'm excited to see what happens. The other WTF that I have to just talk about that consistently seems to be in the news every weekend. Did anybody catch OBJ's shoes off and helmet off with 8 minutes left in the game? I mean, this guy is such a big baby. He's like Antonio Brown with better hair. I just can't believe that his coach allows that. The diva, the complainer. You're on the Browns, dude. That's who you are. Either you embrace all the money you're making over there and play like you're trying to make an impact, or stop whining. Every time something doesn't go your way or your team's way, and you always keep saying, get me out of here, you're going to need to stop. Otherwise, people are not going to want you on their team. Teams do have some losing areas, and you're just not helping. So it just bugs me when I see people act like little brats sometimes, and he is acting like a spoiled brat. Okay, let's go to Baltimore versus Philly. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore. But they won 30-28, but it was kind of interesting because the last call or the last play for the 2-point conversion was a mess. Wentz was not ready for it. The game should have been over, or he should have called a timeout and it before it was over and figured out what to do with that. But it was so clear that they just couldn't figure it out. It was awful. But if you're giving up 28 points, Baltimore, you're not all that. So I think the WTF for us is next week. You know what? I think that when we play the Titans this weekend, that's going to be a great warm-up to go after Baltimore and their running offense. And remember what we did to Saquon Barkley? I don't see us having a problem. We are ready for anything at this point. Now, one of the WTF, I'm trying not to laugh moments or trying not to giggle, would have to be when Aaron Rodgers threw a pick six and second pick in the second quarter. I mean, you know that every single news station wants to anoint him the quarterback god. And he's got a great arm, don't get me wrong, but he's not looking like that elite every minute of the day. And he had one of his worst games ever. And he had it against Tom Brady, who just kicked the snot out of them. So that was definitely a WTF moment. It was hard because I didn't really want Brady to win, but I didn't really want Aaron to win either. So that was a battle of the NFC darlings that the media wanted to talk about. And then Atlanta finally won 40-23. The Giants beat the Washington football team 20-19. And that was very close, but I'm happy for them that they got a win. And so who's the only 0-6 team left? Who do you think it is? Okay, drum roll, WTF moment, it's the Jets. They're the only team left without a win. Probably the number one in the draft to get the quarterback out of Clemson, Lawrence, I would think. But, oh my gosh, how does Gase still have a job? I'm going to keep asking that question on my podcast until that is answered. That makes no sense to me how Adam Gase still has a job with an 0-6 team. And they just traded away Le'Veon Bell to the Chiefs. So I don't understand, or I should say they released him and still owed him some money, which they'll get a little relief from that. But I can't believe that they seriously even keep him on. So it's kind of interesting just to see what's going on over there. Nick Foles, I like him. He's such a sweet guy. He's on a roll in Chicago with another win in Carolina on the road. So I really think Mitchell Trubisky, I don't know, dude. I think you might be either a backup or maybe some other team who's really quarterback, you know, in need may look that direction. But I think your days out there might be numbered. The Broncos beat the Pats 18-20. Do you still, every time you hear the Patriots, do you still think Tom Brady's there? I know I do. I have to remember that it's Cam Newton. But the reason the Broncos beat them is because Cam threw 2 interceptions. Now, wasn't all his fault. They were tipped balls. But when is the last time Bill Belichick was on a losing in October, on a losing streak in October. He's 2-3 right now, losing record. And the last time was his 2002 season. Talk about a WTF for that man. So it couldn't happen to a better man, but it'll be interesting to see how they kind of snap back from that and where they are. Cincinnati blew a 21-0 lead. Poor Joe Burrow. You know, when you're drafted number one overall, that's the team you're going to, the one that's terrible. So the first half lead to lose to the Colts 31-27, and the ending play as they were driving to tie it up was an interception throw by Burrow. So when I hear some of the pundits out there saying, oh, Burrow's going to be the, you know, rookie of the year, I beg to differ. I think we need to look to, you know, Claypool. We have other rookies out there that definitely deserve some attention on there. The Texans going for a two-point conversion to go up by 9 instead of an extra point to go up by 8. And then they didn't get the two-point conversion, so they lost to the Titans. And the Titans, you know, 42-36. Talk about a game. Yes, I took the over. And it's just interesting because they just don't play it right. I'm just not sure what's going out there, even with an interim coach after they fired their coach. So it just doesn't make sense sometimes when you look and say, where are you guys getting these play calls from? And when, you know, when you look at that WTF moment, you're just like, okay, well, it didn't work now, did it? Kansas City. Now, we knew they were going to beat the Bills. We didn't know by how much. Of course, the betting odds said that they were supposed to win again by 10. So I did not take that bet. The 26-17 score, not surprised, but I was surprised at how ill-prepared Buffalo was in Buffalo for the weather. It was cold and rainy, and they were not running the ball. They just kept throwing the ball, and the drops were crazy. And then all the commentators wanted to talk about was Le'Veon Bell to Kansas City, when the Kansas City rookie, Hilaire, was running his butt off. So it was just kind of, I don't know. It was an interesting game to watch. And the WTF moment for most of us was that are in the West Coast. It started at 2 o'clock on Monday. So we had a doubleheader Monday night, and 2 o'clock is tough to get to a game. But luckily, as some of you do probably work from home or work remotely, which I did, so I was able to have the game on while I was working. So that was helpful. But yeah, that was an interesting game. Now, the other game, oh my goodness. So the Dallas Cowboys against Arizona, they are now, they were 2-3. Now they're now 2-4. They were beat down by Arizona 38-10, but I don't know if any of you saw that game. The WTF moment was really on Monday Night Football. And just, you know, as a Steeler fan, as a Steeler, you know, lifer here, and those of you that are out there, you know, we own Andy Dalton. We know what's going on. Even Ramon Foster was on Twitter, and he's like, and you guys wonder why we never worried about Andy Dalton. He, not only did he throw a couple of interceptions, but, and he may be rusty. I mean, I guess if you want to give him any kind of excuse, but the play calling is just not good. His accuracy is not good. I'm hoping he stays until we play Dallas on November 8th, but I have a feeling Jerry Jones is going to get frustrated and go get a veteran backup, or go get a veteran to fill in and put him back on the bench. It'll just be interesting to see what they do there. It didn't help that Ezekiel Elliott had 2 fumbles. So right off the bat, I mean, first quarter, it was an ugly, ugly WTF game. It just was not good at all. And so I just wanted to also, a couple of games that stood out for me there. The Eagles game was, I don't know, there's a player on there. He's a guard, Jamon Brown. He, number 66, he bulldozed over, you know, he got bulldozed over. He was in the middle of a play as he's coming up to the line, and he was fixing his gloves. He couldn't even get his arms out. And then as he's backing up, supposedly to block for his quarterback, he sacks his own quarterback. And this is what Carson Wentz is dealing with this season. It was clearly just embarrassing. And so I don't know what's going on at Eagles, but oh man, now I feel bad for Carson Wentz, because he just doesn't have anybody helping him out. It's just sad over there. And the last thing I wanted to bring you, and I know that we've been kind of short on our WTFs, but we haven't got too far into the season where we've had too many oh my gosh moments or WTF moments. But for those of you that haven't had a chance to get on YouTube and watch the Big Ben documentary, it's called Bigger Than Ben, and it's his return, parts 1 through 4. Go watch it. It is awesome. You get to see Ben as a person. You get to see his family, his kids, his house, which is really cool, and everything that he did to get back to this season in the form and shape that he's in. And it's just an amazing documentary. They're about 30 minutes each. I think one's only 20 minutes. And it's just great. You get to see Ashley, his wife, on there. And it's really just something to watch. So if you haven't had a chance or didn't even know it was out there, take a look at it. It's really awesome. And it just gives you some insight into Ben that maybe you didn't have before. I love my quarterback. And with that, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and say so long till next week. So thank you for listening to the Steel City Underground WTF Podcast.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.